The insults aren't new. Both leaders used the same terms during a spat in 2017 before dramatic face-to-face meetings. Those meetings were brought about by an exchange of letters which Trump claimed were beautiful and resulted in the two leaders falling in love. But the honeymoon is over and tensions have been increasing after talks designed to bring about denuclearization of the North have stalled. The North Koreans have set a deadline for the end of the year to be offered concessions and recently tested missiles. Technically, both sides remain at war with a truce signed in the early 1950s, merely suspending rather than ending hostilities on the Korean Peninsula.